how many wrong numbers did I dial, Craig, on my way to getting Bobby?
I don't know. You'd call Bobby D every Monday morning. Now, last week we did not call because of the holiday, so maybe you're off your game.
I don't know. I was dialing, and the first time it rang, and then it answered, and it was a doctor's office. And then the next time the operator says your call cannot be completed as dialed. And then you said to me, what did you say?
You don't have to dial a one.
Yeah, but then you also said, relax. Slow down your dialing.
That's right. I said you had ants in your pants today.
Exactly. Well, maybe that's because the Indians won. And normally when we talk to Bob on a Monday, it's not because we've got a Sunday victory to celebrate. But yesterday, a walk-off. How about that, Bob?
Yes, it was fun. Good morning, boys. And thanks for your persistence there to track me down. There's a lot of fun things to talk about. A great weekend. Beautiful weather at the ballpark. Lots of fans turned out, and obviously great games all around yesterday. Yeah, Michael Bourne with a walk-off home run to get that 6-4 win and sweep of the Rockies. And as we head into a three-game series here tonight against the Boston Red Sox, you know, we've won six straight at home. We have the best home record in the American League, so hopefully we can continue all of that.
I heard that statistic over the weekend, and it took me by surprise. It just seems to think the way we were going, we didn't think we were doing as well, I guess, as that. But it depends on how the other people in the American League are doing also.
Well, yeah, we're 18-11 at home. We've struggled on the road. That's how we get to where we are. And just need to obviously play better on the road. But good big series against the Boston Red Sox, who actually are on fire as well. They had lost 10 in a row and have turned it around, and I think they're up to 6 wins in a row for them. So two teams that are playing very well. We have Justin Masterson on the mound tonight. Then tomorrow night's Michael Bourne bobblehead, courtesy of our friends at Shearers. And Wednesday is going to be a fun night. Corey Kluber on the mound, who's just been on fire, and we'll have Sugardale Dollar Dogs, and then the rookie football players from the Cleveland Browns, including Johnny Manziel, will be on hand to throw out the first pitch. So lots of fun things happening over the next 3 days.
Bob, is Johnny going to throw that first pitch?
Yeah, he'll be one of them. There's a couple guys, Mr. Gibson, the rest of them, that are part of that rookie class. So, he'll be out at pitcher's mound. He was a highly regarded baseball player coming out of high school. Yeah, obviously a very good athlete.
That's pretty cool. Now, are you ready for Manziel Mania?
Of course we are. Of course we are. It'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah. But, again, you've got Sugardale Dollar Dogs, plus Corey Kluber on the mound, who, again, probably one of the most dominant pitchers in the American League right now. And you put it all together, and we should have a real fun night on Wednesday with the Red Sox. But that would be the conclusion of the three-game set. It all begins tonight.
It's good to see Michael Bourne heating up. Anything really distinctive about that bobblehead, Bob, tomorrow night? Any characteristic?
He's only been here a year. There's not a real, story to tell with the Bourne bobblehead yet. That's one thing we really like to try to do. Like in the one we did with Gaylord Perry, put a little pine tar on the bill of his cap and, had him, his right hand reaching up there. We always like to try to tell a story with the bobblehead. Obviously, the Swishers, Bro Heil with, him in the OHIO pose, but nothing quite yet. But it's a cool looking bobblehead. It's got it makes him look like he's running fast. They've tried to do more than just have him standing straight up.
Maybe they need to work on bobble legs or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, speaking about legs, we're going to give it shoes here. We see that Tribe Park and Ride is back. What's that, Bob?
Well, Park and Ride is a program that if you don't want to venture downtown and find your own parking, that we have teamed up with RTA, a variety of different cities, to have places where you could just drive to RTA lot and just park and ride down to the ball games. Leaves 90 minutes prior to the game time, and then there's an area for everybody to meet right after the game, 20 minutes after the game. So if you want to do that instead of venturing downtown on your own, all the details, all the cities that are involved, Indians.com is the place to go for that detailed information.
Isn't there a Puppy Palooza coming up sometime this month, or am I misthinking at all?
We do. We have it on June 17th. Right. Puppy Palooza's back, absolutely. June 17th.
I was just thinking about is the month that we are in the month of June, so everybody can move on to the next block of Indians games and schedules. Boston for three games, and then on the road to Texas, KC, and Boston, and then back in the middle of the month against the Angels and the Tigers. Bob DiBiasio, the Cleveland Indians. We'll talk again next Monday. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen. Take care.